This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Well, we wrestled with the polar vortex all winter long. Now it looks like we could be wrestling with a mosquito vortex all summer long. The wet spring already delivered a bumper crop of mosquitoes, but is there more on the way? Ned Walker is a professor of entomology, microbiology, and molecular genetics at Michigan State University. Ned, what are you expecting for the summer?
Well, we've got an interesting situation right now here in Michigan, especially in lower Michigan, with three different groups of mosquitoes out all at the same time, one of which is definitely a consequence of the heavy snowfall that we had in the spring.
And really, which one is that?
We call them the spring mosquitoes. The larvae live in water, and they live in woodland pools that were formed by melted snow and spring rains.
So those of us who thought perhaps the long, cold winter would kill them off were wrong.
That's right. Our mosquitoes are cold hardy. They're used to the northern conditions, and the eggs of these species of mosquitoes, and there are many. We have about 60 species of mosquitoes in Michigan, by the way. The eggs are in the leaf litter and soil in areas that will be inundated by these melting snows and spring rains, and they're very cold hardy and even were buffered by the snow layer, which would keep them warm under there. So they did just fine through the cold winter.
That's charming. And you were saying there's actually three groups. So we have these spring mosquitoes who laughed in the face of the summer of the cold winter. What comes next?
The second group is one species. It's a floodplain mosquito. And in springtime, when we have excessive spring rains, and we've had those this year, the eggs of that mosquito species, which are distributed at the sort of high water mark of our river floodplains, are inundated and hatch, and the larvae live in pools of water, not in the river itself, but in the floodplain pools that form near the river. And, of course, in lower Michigan, for example, southeast Michigan, we have, you know, the River Raisin, the Huron River,
the River Rouge,
all of these have extensive floodplain associated with the course of the river, and that's the kind of habitat for that second mosquito. It's one of the most common mosquitoes out right now, and it can have secondary hatches through the course of the summer, depending upon how much rainfall we get.
And the third type?
The third group of mosquitoes is a set of species associated with the intensity and frequency of summer rainfall. We call them our summer floodwater mosquitoes. Their larval habitat, the water that they grow up in, is different than the first two we talked about. It's more grassy meadows, roadside ditches, and railroad right-of-ways, places that will inundate and stay wet after, say, a half an inch of rain or more, probably for 7 to 10 days. And that's enough for the eggs of those species, which are down in the grassy litter at the bottom of these areas, will hatch, and the larvae will grow up very quickly, and adult mosquitoes emerge out of those places, usually within about 10 days of a heavy rainfall.
So from what I'm hearing, Ned, we are in for a lot of slapping at mosquitoes this summer. But on a serious side, with an eye on West Nile virus, and remembering Michigan had 36 cases and 2 deaths from West Nile last year, what should communities be doing right now?
Well, that's an interesting question, because it's important to emphasize that the mosquitoes that are out right now biting in such heavy numbers are not involved in transmission of West Nile virus at all.
Okay.
They are pest mosquitoes in the main. They are good carriers, by the way, of the parasite that causes dog heartworms. So that's something to keep in mind. People who have dogs should most certainly have them on the preventative medicine that the veterinarians provide for that, because this is a good year for dog heartworm. But the mosquitoes that are out now on the wing and that are biting so much are not West Nile carriers. The single species of mosquito that carries that virus is associated with storm drains and street catch basins, abandoned swimming pools, wastewater lagoons, the kind of, you know, more organically polluted and more urban and suburban type environments. And so that'll come later. And ironically, West Nile virus risk is highest in dry, hot years. And that is not what we're having so far at all.
Interesting. And, of course, what I'm hearing you say is homeowners and landlords, we hear this every year, and it probably deserves to be repeated, keep that standing water up, clean it out, and keep things dry.
It's true, but one of the big problems we have is abandoned swimming pools. With the economic downturn of the past several years, you know, it costs a lot of money to maintain an in-ground pool
Yes.
like that. And And it's also costs a lot of money to mitigate them, you know, to get rid of a pool. So people will abandon them, and they fill with leaves and organic material and become mosquito factories. It's a real emerging as a real problem in our suburban areas.
Ned Walker is a professor of entomology, microbiology, and molecular genetics at Michigan State University, as we look forward to what looks like it'll be a very busy summer for mosquitoes. Thanks so much for your time, Ned.
Thank you.